After that, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَالصَّبْرُ دُيَاءٌ وَالصَّبْرُ دُيَاءٌ. And sabr. Now to explain this word duya, how are we going to understand? One is we can say light, right? But light doesn't do justice to this word duya. What is duya? To understand the difference now. First we said وَالصَّلَاةُ نُورٌ. Namaz is a nur, it is a light. And now we are saying وَالصَّبْرُ دُيَاءٌ. Sabr is also a light. To understand the difference, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the light of the moon in the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the light of the moon as a nur. It is a nur. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the light and the brightness of the sun, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the light of the sun as duya. وَالْقَمَرَ نُورًا. The qamar is nur. وَالشَّمْسُ duya. The shams is a duya. Now the moon itself, it doesn't have any light. The moon, it doesn't have any light. The moon is a reflection of the light of the sun. You know, in nowadays you are getting this watches. In the night, the hands glow. Some firearms also you get. I forget what they call it, but that where you aim. So they have those dots there to take proper aim. So some of them at night it glows. Provided in the daytime it was exposed to some light. So in the night the thing glows. The fishermen also, they got some gadgets. They put on the line, they put on the rod. It glows at night. Glow in the dark. It glows in the night. So the moon is like that. The moon doesn't have its own light. But because it's exposed to the rays of the sun during the day, so in the night it gives off a reflection of that light. But the sun, it is a light in itself. It is a fireball in itself, the sun. So the sabr, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, the sabr is a duya. This is sabr. I was talking to one youngster the other day. He's having love problems. First they get involved in the relationship. After that then they have love problem. So he's having love problem. He said, Moana, everybody say make sabr, make sabr. I can't make sabr. He said, I can't make the sabr now. وَالصَّبْرُ الدُّيَا. The sabr is a duya. People that are going for hajj, they tell them, you must take one bag clothing, 10 bags sabr. In marriage, you tell the husband and wife, make sabr. You tell the in-laws, make sabr. Everything is about sabr. A person is going through financial problem, you tell him, make sabr. This whole deen of ours is based on sabr. Every guna that we see out there, who doesn't want to commit? Who doesn't want to go and commit zina with a beautiful face? Who doesn't want to have illicit affairs? Who doesn't want to go and sit down in the casino? Who doesn't want to go to the movies? Who doesn't want to watch TV and listen to music and go rave clubs? But sabr has to come in. That I have to make sabr. I'm a believer. I'm a mu'min. I can't indulge in these things. I have to make sabr. I have to wait. My place of enjoyment is Jannat. A mu'min's whole life is based upon patience. It is based upon sabr. In the morning, fajr time, the person wakes up. He's not feeling well. He's got a headache. It's cold, ice cold outside. He has to get into his vehicle, come to the masjid, put on his clothing. He has to make wuzu, etc. What drives him to do it? Sabr. He is making sabr. He is being promised by Allah Rabbul Izzat that if you do all these things, you are going to get the gardens of Jannah. So only if he got this quality of sabr will he be able to remain properly upon all his amal. Only if he has got the quality of sabr. When a person doesn't have sabr, then you find this person fighting all the time, he is disputing all the time, he is a very, very disgruntled person, going into depression, going into all sorts of problems. Why is it that 10 years, 20 years back in the Muslim Ummah, we never heard of suicides? because people had sabr. In the old days, the divorce rate wasn't high. Today, many youngsters, they ask the Maulana, do you think we must get married or mustn't get married? The divorce rate is so high, is it worth getting married? The divorce rate is not an automatic thing, that somebody got a button that this year divorce rate will be high, we press the button, divorce rate must go very high. Next year divorce rate will come low, we press the button again, the divorce rate comes. No, it don't work like that. It's according to the person's tahammul, according to the person's sabr. That will be the deciding factor on whether he's married is going to work or not. Business partners, they are disputing. Why? No sabr. One wants to do the other one down. Why? Because he wants to buy a new Mercedes. He got no sabr to wait a couple years till he earns the money. He wants it now and now. So he must cheat the next person. Then they start having business dispute. The mother-in-law is not prepared to wait that, no, give my daughter-in-law a few years, she will learn, she will come right. She wants it to be right today and today. So now mother-in-law and daughter-in-law are fighting. Daughter-in-law is not prepared to make sabr that, you know what, that is my elder, my husband's mother, that is, she is like my mother. Never mind if she tells me one or two words, I must take it nicely, I must swallow it and carry on and still make her khidmat. She too is not prepared to make sabr. So everything boils down to sabr. Think of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, how much of sabr they had to make. They were being tortured, persecuted. Eventually they had to leave behind all their wealth, their stock, their businesses, their homes, their families. Everything they had to leave, go away to Madinah Sharif. When they came to Madinah Sharif, again it was sabr. On the battlefield it was sabr. Everything was sabr. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an embodiment of sabr. Patience. So this sabr is a great thing.